Good morning, Trevor. It's great to have these small opportunities here and there interspersed to get back in touch with the group. I know we're on other sides of the country, but it's nice to maintain that connection together and to share the Brit Torah. Like I've said in the past, it's really great to have the private conversations that we have individually, a lot of us talking and learning or just catching up. But it's also nice as a group, hopefully, to learn together. We had the opportunity when I visited, I guess it was a month ago already. But if we can't always be in the same place, at least we could share this way. So just a short Dvar Torah that actually relates to that topic, that theme, to that idea of reconnecting through Dvar Torah and how that can help hopefully both of us. The Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yud Aleph tells us that when the Psukim take extra time to introduce or to reintroduce us to the characters in Tanakh, it might mean something. The Gemara says that when the Pasuk says, Hu Achashverosh, or Hu Esav, it means, Hu Birish Aso Mitchilaso Viad Sofo. Those people, they were consistently Rishaim throughout their lives. That's the same is true Lishvach. The same thing applies when it's praising them. Hu Avraham. Hu Avraham means Hu Avraham, Hu Bitzidko Mitchilaso Viad Sofo. He was a tzaddik consistently, constantly throughout his life. The Sfas Emes in his commentary there on the Gemara, he points out that all of those characters are special and that they maintained their tzidkis, or obviously in the other case, they maintained their rishos. But let's talk about Avraham Avinu. He maintained his tzidkus, his righteousness, because there was a reason that they should have failed. Otherwise, why is it special? Avram was a tzaddik. Of course he was a tzaddik and stayed a tzaddik. No, but Avram was exposed to so many rishayim, and he was the only Oved Hashem, really, in that entire door. Aaron and Moshe, they were living in close proximity to Dasan va'Aviram, to Korach. Those evil people, those rishayim, could easily have been terrible influences. They could have dragged them down to their level. They could have brought them down into the dumps. But these tzaddikim, Avram, Moshe, Aaron, Hu Avram, Hu Moshe, Hu Aaron, these tzaddikim were consistent in their tzidkis, mitchilasam v'ad sofam. The Chofetz Chaim points out that the Sifri in Parshas Ha'azinu says the same exact thing about Yosef HaTzadik. V'Yosef haya b'mitzrayim. We know Yosef was in Mitzrayim. The Sifri says Yosef was bitzidko. He was righteous throughout. Yosef was bitzidko, bitzidkaso, mitchilaso v'yad sofo. When he was with his family, he was a tzaddik. And even when he was in Mitzrayim, he still maintained that tzidkus, that righteousness, mitchila v'yad sof. No matter the taivas, no matter the rishayim that he was coming up against, that he was being influenced by potentially, the shtufe zima, the lowest of the lows surrounding him, no, but he still maintained those values and focused on his goals. How did Yosef accomplish that? What motivated him? What strengthened him to overpower all of those negative influences? How did he stay so pure? Mitchilaso v'ad sofo. So if you look in the Psukim in our Parsha, Parshas Vayeshev, the Psukim say that Yosef was sent on a mission, on a task to go get his brothers by his father. And he was sent and it says, Vayimsa eyu ish v'hine soe basadeh. A person found him, a person, a malach. Some being found him in the sadeh. V'hine soe basadeh. He was walking around. The art scroll uses, I think, translates the blundering in the field. He didn't really know where to go. He was somewhat lost, discombobulated. Vayisha alehu ha'ish. The person, the being, asked him. Vayisha alehu ha'ish lemor ma tivakesh. The person asked him lemor, saying ma tivakesh. And the mafarshim point out that the lashon here is very strange. Vayisha alehu ha'ish ma tivakesh. The pasuk should have said that the person, the being, asked him, what are you looking for? What are you searching for? Ma tivakesh. But that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, Vayishalehu ish lemor ma tivakesh. What's with the lemor? It should have said, Vayishalehu ma tivakesh. What does it mean? Vayishalehu lemor ma tivakesh. He asked him, saying ma tivakesh. The truth is, Mefarshim and even Chazal, in plenty of places, the Gemara in Yuma, Gemara in Psachim, Gemara in Krisus, elsewhere, the Chazal often struggle with the extra word of lemor. Even by Dabar Shalom Moshe Lemor, or when Moshe says Lemor, what's the extra saying? He said saying. Just say he said. Okay, but here it's especially strange, because Vayesha Aleihu means he asked him. So what does it mean he asked him saying? What's the extra word of Lemor? So a close friend of mine many years ago, about a decade ago, pointed out to me the Kotzke Rebbe in his Divrei Torah. The Kotzke Rebbe gives an answer to this. He explains that Vayesha Aleihu sounds like it's a question that he asked him. Vayesha Aleihu, he asked him. But the truth is, Vayishalehu is not a question at all. Listen to this. Vayishalehu means that he requested of Yosef. We know the word she'ela can mean a question, someone's asking something, or he could be asking something of someone, meaning it can be a request, a bakasha in the sense of a request, but not a question. The Malach says to Yosef, Yosef, Vayishalehu, I have one request of you. Vayishalehu ha'ish, just one bakasha, one request. Lemor, say, ma tivakesh, what you are seeking. the Malach requested of Yosef that he, Yosef, should be lame or should say, Ma Tevakesh, what are you seeking? Says the Kotzker, the Malach was giving Yosef an Eitzah, a piece of advice on how to prevail in the impending trials and tribulations that were coming up in his near future. Lamor Ma Tevakesh. Keep saying, keep reminding yourself what your goal is. Lamor, over and over again, keep reminding and repeating to yourself what you are seeking. You're going to go through the toughest of times. But if you just keep reminding yourself, Lamor, Ma Tevakesh, keep asking yourself, what's the goal? What are you looking for? What are you striving for? What are you Mevakesh? Then you can pull through and keep growing and going in your path. The Eitzah, the advice, was Lamor, Ma Tevakesh. Constantly be Mechazik yourself. Constantly ask yourself, what are the goals? Where am I heading? And in that way, you can outlast the impossible circumstances ahead of you. The Gemara in Shabbos and the Chaf Aleph and Beis tells the story of Hanukkah. There was a terrible, terrible influence from the Yavanim, from the Greeks, the Xeros, the Milchama. Everything was so difficult. Eventually, the Chashmonaim win the war. The Chashmonaim win. We conquered the Beis HaMikdash. We light menorah. Miraculously, we find Shemen in the Beis HaMikdash. It lasts 8 days miraculously. When would you party? I would start the party right then and there. I'd make a yontif the next day, the day that we see the nisim happening. Let's make a party. I would have partied for each of those nisim, for each of those miracles. We should be a kovei achag right then and there. But the Gemara says so fascinating. The Gemara says they waited one whole year. L'shana acheres kva'um ve'asom yom tovim b'hal voda. They waited a year, and 1 year later they set it as a holiday to be celebrated l'doros. What's the pshat? Why didn't they make it a chag on the spot? Why wait a year to make yomtif of Chanukah? Why not celebrate exactly when the nes happens? Perhaps the pshat is in line with what we're saying. When the Chashmonaim won and they lit that menorah, they thought the war was over. They beat the Yavanim. And with that victory came the victory of Ruchnius, of spirituality, over Gashmius, over physicality. There would be no more Hellenistic influence. There would be no more secular infiltration. There would be no more assimilation. The Jewish people felt like they were set forever. And then 1 year later, they looked around on Chafei Kislev, and they saw they were exactly back to square one. The Yavanim were gone. But Am Yisrael had stepped down from their high levels of Kedusha. They'd lost that flame from a year ago. L'shana acheres, that year, then and there, kva'im ve'asa'im yomtuv. They realized that a person does not maintain levels of Kedusha and growth by becoming complacent, by holding on to what was. They realized they needed a constant chizik. They realized they needed constant reaffirmation of their goals and their dreams and their values. And that's exactly the same message that the Malach was giving to Yosef HaTzadik. In order to maintain Kedusha, we need to constantly be mechazik ourselves. Lemor ma tevakesh. Tell ourselves over and over, what do we seek? What are our goals? Who are we trying to be? A person is in yeshiva for a limited amount of years in their lives. I just left yeshiva this year. I was in yeshiva for 12 years learning. It's hard. It's hard to leave yeshiva. There are so many other things that are coming at us every single day, so many people we weren't exposed to, and then that becomes our normal over time. That becomes our normal. That mitzvah, that culture becomes our normal. We go to work, and we don't spend all day with the people that we relate to, not the Jewish people, not the non-Jewish people. We don't spend time all day with people who are seeking growth, who are growth-oriented, growth-minded. We don't have that kind of exposure all day long to keep us tzaddikim, to keep us on the straight and narrow. The only Eitzah that we have to be Havahaya Yosef and Mitzrayim, Yosef Haya and Mitzrayim, to be Hu Avram, Hu Moshe Ba'aron, to be Bitzidka Seinu, Mitchila Seinu, V'yad Sofeinu, to stay consistently and constantly on the straight and narrow, to keep growing and to keep striving for what we believe in and to keep the values that we believe in. The answer is in what the Malach told Yosef, Lemor Ma Tevakesh, that L'shana Acheres, that as we get into the next year, after the inspirations fade, after those experiences have already dissipated, we move forward in our lives and we're exposed to so many outside influences, it's at that point that a person has to constantly reaffirm, ask himself, Ma Tevakesh, what's your goal again? What are you looking to do? How are you looking to grow? You have time to learn in the middle of the workday, before the workday, after the workday. Those are moments to tell yourself, Ma Tevakesh, Lemor Ma Tevakesh, to remind yourself who you are, who you're trying to be, who you're trying to stay, to be consistent in that way, so that all of us can accomplish the goal of remaining true to our values and our goals. So B'siyat Dishmaya, we should use this Parsha, this message of the Parsha, the message of the Kotzker Rebbe, and it should propel us into Chanukah. That's what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is about lighting up a dark world. It's about lighting up a dark culture that's narrowing in on us. It's the assimilation, the secular influence that's narrowing in on us, and we light a fire to propel that, to push that away. Chanukah is that chizik. L'shana acheres kva'um ba'asam liyam tov mahal avodah. It's a time to celebrate, a time to say thank you, and a time to reaffirm and to confirm and to stay true to the values, the goals, and the drives that we've always been committed to.